North Carolina regulators have approved a substantial increase of inpatient psychiatric beds in Wake County. Those beds are coming online this year. But funding cuts from the state have limited what providers can offer outside the hospital setting, even as the opioid crisis remains a problem. Jason DeBruin reports on mental health and the role that nonprofits play in recovery.
Healing Transitions is a nonprofit recovery facility for homeless individuals with alcohol and substance use disorder. Here in the kitchen of the women's campus, the team works together to make food for more than 100 people.
Just making a fruit bowl for lunch, kind of strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, you know, gotta have some healthy food.
Women can stay for a year or more as they recover. Kristen asked that we use only her first name to protect her privacy. As with many people in recovery, this wasn't her first time in the program. She first came through Healing Transitions doors in 2016.
I decided on my own to leave, and I left and went to a couple of sober living houses. And I was successful for a few months, and then I was no longer successful.
This second time around, she has been in Healing Transitions almost a year. When women first arrive, they sleep in bunk beds set up almost like military barracks. As they progress through the program, they gain privacy. Kristen showed off her room.
Like I said, I've been here almost 10 months, so this is kind of the goal. This is as best as it gets in this building.
Kristen shares a bathroom with just one other person, and they each have closet space.
It's pretty awesome. I mean, this is like an apartment, basically. You know, we decorate how we want. We have a little mini fridge.
Advocates generally agree there haven't been enough services for mental and behavioral health patients. This year, three hospitals added beds. That's a good start, says Amanda Blue, the director of recovery support services at Healing Transitions.
It's still woefully short, but thank goodness.
Still, these new beds are for patients in crisis. Blue praised the work done at the hospitals, but is frustrated at the lack of services beyond those walls.
And then when they're released, we expect them to be fine, never have a recurrence of symptoms, you know, with no follow-up, no aftercare. And that's unrealistic.
At the same time, the state continues to cut funding for these kinds of services. Last year, budget writers slashed $262 million from mental health providers, which led to an outcry across the state. Brenda Holloman has worked in mental health for years, including part-time at Healing Transitions. She is all too familiar with funding cuts.
The state funding for mental health keeps getting whacked away so that the services are getting whacked away for the folks that need them the most.
The opioid crisis hasn't made as many headlines this year, but data for the first half of 2018 show this year could be even worse than last year.
It's the same story of, you know, I had a back injury, I was in a car accident, I hurt my leg playing softball, I got on Percocet, Vicodin, I liked it, got addicted, ran out, had to go, heroin's cheaper, so.
At Healing Transitions, as people like Kristen have seen their health improve, it has positively impacted their families as well. Kristen's mother, Laura, now volunteers at the kitchen one day per week.
I can put my head on the pillow at night because of Healing Transitions. I know she's safe, and when she, you know, needs help, it's here. If she wants help, it's here.
Advocates agree the new hospital treatment beds aren't the final solution, but they will help. As North Carolina struggles to climb out of the opioid crisis, facilities like Healing Transitions are ever more important, and they will offer an option to reduce ED overcrowding and a place for hurting families. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.